I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo and the machinery of night, who poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high sat up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats, floating across the tops of cities, contemplating jazz, who bared their brains to heaven under the L and saw Mohammedan angels staggering on tenement roofs, illuminated, who passed through universities with radiant, cool eyes, hallucinating Arkansas and Blake Light tragedy among the scholars of war, who were expelled from the academies for crazy and publishing obscene odes on the windows of the skull, who cowered in unshaven rooms in underwear, burning their money in waste baskets and listening to the terror through
that
the wall.
That is the voice of Allen Ginsberg, who was born on this day in 1926. He's one of America's great poets, and we opened the show with him today. That poem, Howl, became one of those poems, along with the poems of people like Mary Baraka, that changed the nature of poetry in America and influenced so many people, yours truly included, on writing poems and writing epic poems back in that day. This poem was written in 1955. He was the author of Howl, Kaddish, and brought great pieces to our world. He's just a fantastic human being who was one of the founders of the Beat Generation and brought this world of bohemianism to light in the world. Was a real critic of American capitalism. Was a fighter for democracy. Was a man who came out early as gay and fought for his right to be that way, out and open. He was, in many ways, people thought of him as the 20th century incarnation of Walt Whitman, and was born on this day in 1926, and thought we would begin our day in history with his voice reading his great poem, Howl. But there are many things happened on this day in history. Another one I just want to point out, in 1833 on this day, this was the fourth national convention in Philadelphia of freedmen who met, and they elected this man, Albert Shad, as its president. Now, this particular movement and this man, Albert Shad, were incredible. We don't think much about him, but Albert Shad was an Afro-Canadian, though he was born in Delaware. He was born in Delaware as a free man, the grandson of a Hessian soldier, the Germans who came to fight for the revolution, and a free black woman. He was a cobbler who made a great living and had 13 kids, but became a leader of the abolitionist movement. He was a conductor on the Underground Railroad in southeast Pennsylvania and Delaware. He helped lead that movement and helped create the National Convention for the Improvement of Free People of Color, which was a major movement among free black folks in the United States at that time. And in the 1850s, he, along with many others, fled to Canada. And moved to Ontario, where he became the first Afro-Canadian elected to office in Ontario, in Canada, and never stopped. His family became a very famous family in Canada of Afro-Canadians, poets, writers, thinkers, philosophers, lawyers, and his great-great-granddaughter is one of the world's leading artists now. So we remember him because on this day was the fourth national convention of a very important organization that we don't talk very much about. This was the day in 1900, the International Lady Garments Union was founded, because one of our most powerful unions, founded by Italian and Jewish women who were fighting for their rights and also helped pass laws about child labor, which was found unconstitutional in 1918. This was the day in 1943, we talked about some years back, where the zoot suits, which was a style of dress for young Latino men and Mexican-American men in L.A., had a rebellion in the streets of L.A. Because they were attacked by U.S. Navy sailors and Marines, and riots ensued in L.A. on this day in 1943. And on this day, Clarence Gideon was arrested. Now, this is very important. Clarence Gideon led to Gideon versus Rainwhite. Clarence Gideon was a homeless, poor, white working-class guy in Florida who was arrested for felony theft. And his arrest led to the Gideon decision, which was that every person has a right to an attorney at their trial. They have to be given an attorney. And on this day, Gideon was arrested and gave us that very marked, very powerful decision that is directly related to the Lawyers of Bail Right decision here in Maryland that's being debated still. On this day, In 2009, New Hampshire became the sixth state to allow gay marriage in this country. There's much more to talk about in this day in history, but we'll leave it at that because we have to get on to our program. You can go to steinershow.org and find out about the rest of this day in history. I will give you one more as we go out. And you can start good old Curtis. It's fine. This is the birthday of Josephine Baker, born this day in 1906. And who's that? Do I have to tell you who that is? No, I don't. This is a man whose music changed Bob Marley. Bob Marley said he was his inspiration, Curtis Mayfield. So we honor him on this day. We're born on this day in 1942, left us much too early in 1999, leader and founder of the Impressions, one of the great romantic artists and writers of all time, one of the greatest movement singers, political singers, talking about our conditions in this country. We'll hear a lot of Curtis Mayfield today. Curtis, we love you.
It is true, the makings of you. The righteous way to go, little woman would know or believe.